Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Tom's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an outstanding member as well. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. He's a business consultant to many folks. He works with the Small Business and Development Centers in his area to help them help small businesses in his part of the world. Tom, are you still at the Harvard School of Public Health?
No, that gig ended last year. Yeah. There for a couple of years. They did a leadership initiative program, so I taught leadership there.
Yeah,
and they decided that Howard Koh, that was his brainchild, mm-hmm. And he went down to Health and Human Services. So it's kind of been put on hold for a couple of weeks. They said, do you know anything about epidemiology? I said, well, not really, so I can't really help you.
I got you. Well, welcome back, Tom. We're glad you're here. And one of the things I've been doing for the last couple of visits is talking about decision-making and the decision-making process. And I was telling the audience before you got here that this is one of the most important disciplines that every small business owner must get good at. I'm not saying they must get good at making the right decisions, because we're not always going to make the right decisions. But you must get good at making decisions, not being afraid to make decisions and make many decisions. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. Like anything else, you get good from practice and you get good from analyzing.
Right.
You know, one of the things is that what we do is after every single product launch or meeting or something like that, any event, what we do is we have an after-action review. And all we do is sit there and say, okay, what did we do right? What did mm-hmm. we do wrong? And what can we learn from this in the future? Now, it sounds kind of corny to some people, and it sounds like a time sucker to others, but it's actually not.
Oh, it's actually, I don't know how you stay in business any other way. I used to do this when I was in sales. I still do it after every sales call, after every meeting with a customer. I think about it before I go in, of course, but I also, after I'm through, I go over everything that I did, and you know, I gig myself for the things I did wrong and note the things I did right.
Yeah, and these are the type of things that you get really good at them, and you know, the rules are you don't blame. This is all about looking forward.
Right.
What can we do? But, you know, lots of times people will look at, oh, my gosh, what did I do wrong or what went wrong? But you also have to really think about what went right, because that's just as important, because you want to replicate those things mm-hmm. that went right. And, you know, for instance, if you're going to spend 3 hours on a customer call and getting ready for something, go ahead and spend 5 minutes just thinking about the process.
Right.
And most people completely forget about the process.
Well, yeah, especially how the meeting's going to be held and where it's going to be held and who's going to be saying what, sort of role play how the meeting might go in your mind before the meeting.
Sure, absolutely. And then you're going to have, that's going to make the decisions much easier, because now you're not having to think of things on the fly.
Right.
Because you've already thought of most of the things, not all of the things, but certainly most of them.
Well, the things that are knowable, you've got those out of the way. Okay, if they ask me for this, I'm going to say yes or I'm going to say no. If they ask me for something else, I'm going to say, please tell me why you want that. And so you don't look like you're a deer in the headlights, right, when they ask you those questions, especially things that are knowable.
Right, especially financial things. I mean, there's going to come a point where you're going to have to say, I cannot go lower than mm-hmm. 3 points over cost.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely can't. I need to cover my overhead. So when they say 2.5 points over cost, you've already done the math, and you know that's not a good deal for
right.
you. So you sit there and say, no, I mean, I've got to make a profit too. And it makes that decision much easier.
Well, and I think the point you just made is an excellent one. You need to be prepared to say why you can't go lower than that. You know what? I would love to go lower than that, but you know what? You're going to want me to provide a certain level of service, and for me to go below that would cut into that, and I don't want to do that because I don't want to do business with you if I can't serve you properly. You know what? You'd be surprised how many people will say, "That's a good answer. We'll pay you more."
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, when I did sales, I said that all the time. I was never the cheapest person. I never wanted to be the cheapest.
As a small business owner, you can't be the cheapest.
Yeah, and I would just sit there and say exactly what you said. I mean, I'm not as cheap as my competitors because I'm going to want to provide you service, and mm-hmm. I want to make money on this.
Mm-hmm.
And people would sit there and say, "Oh, my gosh, you said you wanted to make money?" I said, "Yeah." And you know what? Purchasing agents and customers, they would respect that because they're actually making some money, too.
They like that kind of transparency, don't they?
Yep, absolutely.
So, another thing that I want to talk about the rest of the time we're together is what you've been working on that you probably would call ethical decision making. Now, what do you mean by that?
What I mean is that there is an ethical component to most decisions. And when you look at ethics, it has three components. Okay, the first is moral. Okay, is it a good or is it a bad decision?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next is it right, okay? And that basically means is it legal. Now, most of the time, if something is legal, that means, you know, you're pretty safe to say that it's ethical, but not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my lifetime, you know, there were, you know, water fountains for black people and water fountains for white people.
Right.
That was legal.
Right.
And matter of fact, doing the opposite would have been illegal.
Right.
But that was not ethical.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing is acceptable. You know, we look at it and say, okay, is using the accounts and descriptions of a Major League Baseball game without the express written consent of the commissioner, is that legal? Well,
mm-hmm.
you know, baseball fans know that's not legal because it's said in every game. But if you're sitting there, you know, talking about you know, the game and you happen to use the same words the announcer does in your conversation, you know, no one's going to come and say, "Oh my gosh, we're going to come get you."
Right.
Because society has said, well, that's acceptable. And so one of the things is when you look at all three, if you've got the moral, the legal, and the acceptable, you know, the chances of you're making an ethical decision go way up.
Yeah.
But the reality is in the real world, you're only going to get two of those.
Maybe.
And you have to make a judgment call.
That's exactly right. That's the reason why the color of ethics is gray. Not black and white. And we're going to talk about that some more with our good friend Tom Anastasi.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.